And we're carrying on now with, of course, talking to the people who knew Fa'anana Efeso Collins. I call him Efeso, but I'd like to give him, and as I have been throughout the evening, giving him Fa'anana, that's, I guess, that's a title that he was given. And, of course, but Efeso is well known, so well known and beloved, actually. And we've been hearing people talking about him in the first half of our show this evening. And I'm going to continue because it's really lovely to be able to talk to those who actually knew him, who worked with him. And I'm delighted this evening to have Alf Filipina with us, of course. And Alf was because Efeso was an elected local body councillor. And so Alf would be able to, was his local body colleague. And he's going to be able to share with us his thoughts today, of course, remembering his friend, his colleague, and more importantly, tell us a little bit about the man who was Efeso. Kia ora, Alf. No mai haramai. Welcome to the show this evening.
Tēnā koe te rangatira, and thank you so much for the opportunity. But the first thing I just want to sort of say is that my aroha and prayers are with Fia and the girls. And his extended whānau, and yeah, you know, I mean, geez, what a day they would be having and still continue to have. But thank you so much for the opportunity.
Look, Alf, it's really a pleasure to have you with us because you know you know Efeso, you knew him, you worked with him, and it's just lovely to have somebody with that intimate knowledge because over the years, as your colleague and friend, you would have observed who he was as a man, as a family man, as a business leader, as a community leader, and you'd be able to give us and share some insights, I'm sure, about Efeso.
Well, look, with him, I think the first time I came across him, because I knew of his mahi in Rotara, and I knew also in West Auckland, but, you know, I knew about him. But then, oh, look, geez, be over. Over 20 years, maybe I ended up going to a, you know, they still have them, but it's the State of the Nation from Salvation Army.
That's
and,
right.
And I remember, yep, and I remember going to Otahuhu with the Salvation Army church there, and he was emceeing the State of the Nation. But I remember him, sort of his opening whakaro was, you know, the reason why Māori and our Pacific people are in the situation they are is because of the colonization. And I sort of stood back and I went, you know, just sitting there going, oh, hold on, where's he going with this? And he just said, this is why. It's colonization, and we are still feeling the effects. Our Pacific community are feeling the effects as well. And, you know, it was just, I thought to myself, man, you go. You know, off you go, because it's just so cool listening. So he was very passionate. He an advocate for the community, and you know, I just loved the fact that when he saw and that there were things that the inequality lens, the equity lens, sorry, when he saw that, look, this could be an issue, he'll speak up. So and then meeting him from a work sense with the mahi was when he was the chair of the Otara Papatoetoe local board in 2013, and then we campaigned together in 2016 for the council job on the Auckland Council, the Konihira. So, you know, he's very smart, geez, very intelligent, and with his title, Whanana, his title is Ali'i title, and the Ali'i title is that is a sitting chief. So he gets people to do his talking, but he was an awesome orator. You know, he was an advocate for looking after our community, not only Pacific, Māori, our whole community, and working alongside him for 6 years was just amazing. You know, I'm talking too much, but he was good. He was I used to. My last point, so then at least I could have a breath. But when we used to sit next to each other at council, he used to, you know, when he had his whakaaro and speeches and that, I sort of took down the words that he said because I never heard them before. Mm-hmm. And when he finished, I used to ask him, bro, what does this mean? And he'll explain it to me. And, you know, he was just so intelligent. I'm not saying I'm thick. Well, I am. But, you know, just the words he used to quote from sort of scholars, from philosophers. I just sat there going, it was like being in a lecture hall. But he loved his family. He really did. So again, my thoughts are with them. But he was an awesome friend, awesome colleague. We didn't agree on some things on the council, but like always, it was our call to make. And if we didn't agree, so be it. But we still ended up having respect for our positions. And that sort of continued with our friendship. So, yeah.
Yes. Well, well, you know, it's we get up in the morning, we go about our work, we go to do the mahi, and never expecting anything like this, because I was actually in my class all day today, and it wasn't until later in the afternoon that someone informed me, and I thought I didn't know, because I didn't check anything at lunchtime. I was having a bit of a break. And I was just blown away, because Alf, I have I've been on a number of programs, commenting on television on some of the social impacts or some of the impacts of some of the social issues on our communities, and particularly some of our vulnerable communities. And I've always found him to be a compassionate person. You know, to me, Alf, it was like he would listen with a willingness to understand. And that's not always the case for some people. And particularly, I have to say, Alf, not necessarily with politicians.
Yeah.
If I may be so bold.
No, I totally agree. And we've been there, around that. But just to that point you made about listening, it was so interesting that, you know, when I mentioned about the times that we would disagree on things. But one of those times was around when the police had armed offenders go out they would go out and playing cars and sort of be available. Well, he was very vocal around that, and so for me, I just ended up sort of sitting down. We both sat down together, even over a cup of coffee, just for us to sort of say, you know, okay. And he would listen, and I would listen to his point as well. But it was good that we could share that, because I, you know, with my years in the police and what he was saying, I just said to him, I said, look, I'll just give you some context around operationally, and he took it on board, so we could do that. We could talk to each other with respect and respect each other's opinion. And so you're so right. He would listen, and he'll respect what your point of view is. And if he changed, or if he had modified that view, that was his call, because I would never tell him, I want you to do this. You know, never do that to him. And so that's why I'm, you know, one of the things for me is what people put him through during the mayoralty, you know, with the
threats. Oh, absolutely.
That was shocking. And, you know, it's just disgusting. But, you know, he obviously for him was his family, and they needed protection. And but, you know, how could people do that? But, you know, that's the world we live in. Hey. You know?
Yes, and you're right. It's the world we live in, but we shouldn't have to put up with that because, Alf, I did talk to him. I had the pleasure of interviewing him a short time after he got elected. This was prior to Christmas, of course, and prior to him actually going into Parliament and giving his maiden speech. And he did tell me that it was really frightful what he experienced on the campaign trail. And that's so, you know, we've still got extreme racism in this yep. country. And it was, and during the mayoralty, it was directed at him. It was overt. Yep. It was right out there. It was in your face. His children encountered it when he was with them. And you know, how shocking. And even, he even said that, you know, the going into the homes of Pacifica whānau, not much has changed because the police still have their ways of making sure that Pacifica whānau feel lesser than everybody else. So, you know, he called it as he saw it from his experience yeah. and from living in the communities that were still being targeted with families who had the least.
Yeah, and I think that's why it was so important when we had our kōrero together, that we could be both straight up with each other. And that's why I appreciate it, because sometimes, as you know, when we talk to some of the colleagues around the table, what they say to your face is not what they say behind your back. Mm-hmm. But at least with the Fessel and I, if there were things, we could just talk to each other about it, be straight up, and then say, okay, that's my part, that's your part, and at least we've had the opportunity to put our views. And then we'll just move on to the next topic. But no, it was just so sad, and I ended up, you know, for me, it was just a shock. Excuse me, but I didn't think he was 49. I thought he was younger than that. I really did. And the reason I say that is because with my youngest brother in 2013, same, you know, 48, passed away with a heart attack. Mm. And it just sort of took me back to then. But he was just so young. And you know, the potential that he had to make a difference in Parliament is something that we will never see. And, yes, and that's what's sad from my perspective. We will never see that.
Yes, I know, and I agree with you, because I looked today, I happened to catch, you know, a shot of the Parliament, you know, people sitting, the members of Parliament sitting there, and I thought, there are a few that have an understanding of what of the man that Efeso was and really have a true grasp on the people who live in particularly in South Auckland, but in other parts of the country as well, you know, who are doing the very best that they can. You know, they're trying to bring up their children as best they can. Yeah. They're working two jobs, often that. And so, but of course, because he was so often raising those things, he became a bit like a lightning rod for people who could hate on him because he was raising the things that nobody else, and particularly, you know, got to say it in Parliament, there are very few, and I know the ones who do, but there are very few members of Parliament, and particularly the Pākehā ones, who will speak up and advocate for those who have the least.
And it was interesting. I was asked a question this afternoon, and we were talking about a festival. But the question was, how do you end up now trying to fill the shoes that he's left in Parliament? And my response was, you need to then have a look at those people that have the same values, the same morals, that they want to help the people the way that a festival wants, and you need to talk to them. You know, and sort of be the advocate that you want, so you can have faith in the people in the Parliament, because that's what he said in his kōrero, you know, the speech was that he just wanted our community, but not only Pacifica but our communities, to end up saying, hey, this is a place that you can then at least get people to help you to push through things that affect you on your day-to-day sort of life. So You know, and that's what he was like. He always sort of shot from the hip. There was no problems at all. And you know, if what he said offended, well then, you know, but that's how he saw it. And that's why I respected the fact that he would say whatever he said, but you know, if we were in opposites, like I said earlier, if we were opposites, that's not a problem. Because we always would say, okay, look, that's where you sit, this is where I sit, in regards to this particular subject, and then we just move on to the next one, you know, and we're still friends, no problems at all. But there's, yeah, he's going to be missed, definitely, not only from his family, who he loved, because that was his life, was his wife, Fia, and the two children. But, you know, he'll be missed by everyone because of the potential he had to make a big difference in Parliament.
That's very true. Look, Alf, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to talk about your political colleague, your friend, and also a dear member of the community, the South Auckland community. And you're so right, he will be sadly missed. Thank you for talking to us on Radio Wātea this evening. Kia ora. Thank you very much. Thank you. Kia ora. Alf Philippina, and of course he is there as a city councillor, Auckland City Councillor, and just speaking to us, as so many have already this evening, on his friend and of course former political colleague, Efeso Collins, who passed away this morning. Kia ora.